longer can you get there?
There was one particular thing I want to get resolved this meeting if we don't do anything else. If we're going to dedicate this building to Don, I asked several months ago, and I need something. We've got to do the inscription. I'm going to go down and I'll get it inscribed, but I need an input on the inscription while we're going to inscribe. Y'all guys, some of y'all guys like you know him a lot more, a lot better than I do. And it doesn't have to be much.
I brought that rudder up here, and I didn't know whether you were going to use that or not.
We can use that rudder. We'll finish it off a little bit and get it painted. What I'd like to do then, this is just my suggestion, I'd like to get that rudder kind of finished and polished up a little bit. And I was going to get something that's maybe silver, like a hub, put in the middle, or maybe put it right across there. If that suits everybody. And I just need something to get inscribed on the hub that everybody agrees with and they're happy with. Because I can go down there and do it myself.
Where's that?
But I don't want no unhappy dissension afterwards.
Where's the problem? You wouldn't have that problem.
You wouldn't have that problem.
Just put it on there.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
I say this building is dedicated to John, blah, 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 you know. But I was going to sand it down and get that kind of round a little bit there. And I was going to get a kind of just a small oval hub to stick on in there, maybe silver, bronze, or whatever, and inscribe on it what we're going to inscribe. But I need something and some input. Because how are we going to work it? And then also, we could take that rudder. You hear that rudder?
Yeah.
Stick it outside like a wind vane. Kind of, you know, thing out there. And so when people's coming in, they can see it.
Right.
So what do you think about that?
Fine with me.
Why don't you, on that rudder, everybody that's deceased put their name on it.
Yeah.
That's being in here.
Mm-hmm.
Follow on me?
Yeah. In memory of, we can put this in memory of whatever. So we got Tom and Don and...
Yeah. Put all the names. Everybody's name on it. Being here and gone west.
Well, they took the bus trip.
They, they give us the money just for Don. They give us that money just for Don.
Yeah.
Well, the hub, the propeller would be for just for Don.
Right.
And I thought about, you know, like he made a suggestion about the rudder, which what I was going to do, maybe stick the rudder right outside.
Oh, I got you. Where's the rudder at?
It's right over there. It's right over there, just outside of that chop saw.
How big is it?
That's why I'm here.
Didn't somebody say something about it would be nice if we had a picture of him up here? A good picture, and nobody thought we had a picture of Don.
And most people playing for there's the letter.
Yeah, that would be neat for all.
Yep.
All is coming and gone.
Polish it
all
up.
All is coming and gone.
Sand and polish it?
Yeah. I agree.
That's like a letter for a dirt
sheet. Yeah, that'd work good.
Yep. That'd be it right there. And that'd be a good saying for all is coming and gone.
Sand that baby down and...
For those left behind?
And for those left behind. Because we'll be there soon. We'll bring it up the rear.
Yeah, bring it up the rear.
It won't be long when we're there.
We can take that, you know, and like I say, put it right in the entrance right out here.
You planning on putting something right in the center of the hub?
What I was going to do was cover that whole thing kind of... this is my idea. That's something I had in there. And everybody...
I don't want my name on it.
Oh,
man, I
would
have got that.
You
would have
given me a bath, though.
Yeah.
No, he had knocked you in the head.
What I'm going to do is kind of sand this thing down, kind of smooth right there, and maybe paint this right here black with silver tips. And what I want to do right here in the middle, I was going to get a thing right here and put a silver thing right there with the inscription on it.
Okay, so it's not much real estate, so what you going to say? What are we going to write on it?
Man in words is expensive.
Yeah. Well, it's not, yeah, but you ain't got much room anyhow. So.
Oh, that's plenty of room right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're going to see it, you're going to put it up above the thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you make it a little tiny thing, you think nobody see it, so it's...
Maybe have it hanging down. Oh, wait, no.
Well,
people don't hit their head.
Where else could we put it down?
Well, I mean, right there's a perfect spot, though.
Yeah. Perfect spot right there.
It's just that the word, you know, I would say the Don Rudick building, or?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to read it. I mean, I'd have a tough time reading some of that close.
Or dedicated to Don Rudick? Or?
Yeah. It don't have to be a lot.
If you keep his number of words down, it'd still be pretty big.
It'd make it large.
Dedication of Don Rudick?
Yeah.
That'd work.
And his dedication.
Or in memory of Don Rudick's building, yeah. Or dedication of.
Yeah, we'll write it down. Just write it down in the words, and I'll get it done. I'll just have to get the dimensions and stuff so that I can get something fixed. That's why I need to get this thing sanded to where I want it.
I don't think it's small. No, I think it's too small.
Too small?
I think it'd be better to have something on the blades.
Put some on the blade right there?
Blade and fire on the other.
Make it like an oval thing, like you do get on props. You know, Pratt Whitney or whatever, or...
Well, maybe this guy could take... What I'll do is going to use that guy down at Conway. I could take this thing down there after I get it, and he can probably cut it into the wood.
I don't know.
Well, you could do it on a piece of brass and mount it to the...
Yeah.
I think you should have a building dedicated to Don there, you know, because that plaque, you're not going to read that unless you... Bump into the goddamn thing. You know, you gotta be that close. I mean, that's what kills me. Where I live, they talk about maybe we need name tags. And they said, for Christ's sake, make name tags. You gotta make them this big for most people my age. You know, or you gotta go along and put your glass on. What's your name? So, really, if you put something in that hug, nobody's gonna read it, let's say.
That's the size of a hat. That's the size of your hat right there. Now, I didn't put it on the wing right there. I can get thing right here, but we're talking about calls now.
Well,
that's the reason I wanted everybody to be involved, because if I go do it, there's going to be some unhappy
What if we
person.
Cook it to somebody that burns it into the wood?
Well, that's what I was just saying.
That isn't very much. I mean,
I know it isn't, but you start burning into that color wood.
Well, the wood's going to be painted. What I said, I was going to paint this right here.
Well, I don't know about that myself. I would say a prop, not too many props, that kind of painted. They're painted on a new...
Oh, the wooden little metal one, too.
Yeah.
Well, we can do it. We can do it any way we want to. We can do it any way we want to. Whatever we decide on, we can paint that thing purple. I mean, I've seen all kinds of props out there.
There's another way you could do it, though. Instead of mounting it up there horizontally, you could mount it vertically beside the door, on the far side of that door.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that is that maybe if you did use the center hub, then the writing would be closer to everybody.
It'd be in your face.
It'd be in your face. Yeah. Be right next
Why not just say, welcome to the Rudick building?
I just wanted to dress that up a little bit so it don't look
welcome to
so
the Don Rudick building.
Yeah.
Rudick.
That's... Yeah, to me, that sounds
good. I make a motion that's what we use.
Okay. Yeah, keep it simple. Right or down.
Sounds good to me, because that'll be reasonably priced, and we can do it, and it'll be right there in your face.
Or you can even put it on. Which door is used the most?
That one right over here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How come it's the back door?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think that's a good idea.
He don't fit so good in that door sometimes.
Yeah, you got a wire chip?
You
would
sand it to do it, freshen it up, make it nice.
Yeah.
Polyurethane.
I would sand it and
exactly.
And leave it natural color. That's my idea.
That's right.
That might be treated wood.
If
it is, you probably ain't gonna varnish it. I mean, it wouldn't look right.
It's dry.
But if you cleaned up real good and then polyurethane, I think it'll look really nice.
Sure. And in that center section there, where the hole is, maybe you could
cut,
get a piece of aluminum or something nice and just put EAA on.
No, that's where
you're going to
put this.
I think we ought to put a picture in that.
Well, that's where we're going to put the... That's what I was talking about.
Right, and that's why I got this picture out here, because I looked at everything we had, and we only got one picture of Don that looks like he's happy. He's happy, he's healthy.
He's got a picture of
Don
in
the
game.
I might have something for when he's building that plane. He got his claim built. He's happy.
Yeah.
Standing alongside, he's at the top of his game.
You know, that's good. That's good.
go in the center and then put "Welcome to the Dallas Building" or whatever on either side of the prop.
Well, now we're going to hang the prop. You're going to hang the prop the long way, like that.
That's what I was saying, but
see,
I was talking about what I was talking about is do it vertically, and then have a piece of brass metal, round metal for the hub that says "Don, welcome to the Don Rudick Building" or whatever you say, right in the middle, and that brass, hang that thing to where that brass will be right there in your face. Why would we wouldn't put a picture in that case?
No, that's yeah. Don't worry about. We're not putting no picture on that.
Yeah,
it gets complicated.
But
yeah, that'd be hard.
Put a picture of him alongside of us.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Yeah, walls. And then those that don't know have some idea who they're
talking about. Exactly. Yeah. But anyhow, well, I was just trying to give a way that we could do it on the hub, and still, and it would be way up in the air. It'd be right there in your face.
Yeah.
Everybody be able to see it.
Otherwise.
And it would be a more reasonable price.
That's fine, man. I just need to kind of dress that up a little bit, and I'll take it down there, and the guy can...
And so what I would do, if it was me, I would make that plate, you know, to full size, and then drill the holes to match those holes. And then so you put the bolts that mount it to the wall, and at least one or two or three of them, it goes all the way through and mounts to the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll come all the way out through the brass plate.
And
looks like prop bolts. Okay. Matter of fact, if we used stainless, which is reason that's not too bad. We used stainless, and you went with a stainless plate. That would look nice. It'd match.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of brass, use stainless.
Stainless steel, I think you're there.
If you use stainless steel.
And then the engraving could be engraved with a black inlet of paint, you know, black paint. It shouldn't be expensive.
You got a piece of stainless that'll fit that. What would you bring? Would you mind? Because it won't take much. Put that thing. What I just want to do.
Well, we could use aluminum and polish it. We could use aluminum just fine and polish it.
Yeah.
You can polish aluminum where it is. It's good.
All right.
So,
and
that'd be cheaper and easier to work with if we're going to try to do some of that ourselves. Anybody got a lathe big enough for that? So we can make it totally round? You know, because when you cut it out, you ain't going to have it perfect. Look, if we had a lathe we could mount it on, we could make it perfectly round. I got a little lathe, but I ain't never set it up.
I thought about it.
I've got one, but I don't think it'll turn
out. Make it square and fit the whole section.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, just round the point.
Yeah.
That's true. Fit that whole You'll plate. Get more on a rectangular plate than you will on a round.
Okay, that's a good point.
And then the letters can...
Yeah, I like that. Okay, if we got it down to aluminum, then we can do most of it except for the graving.
I've got to
do it. All we got to do is measure it and get the dimensions before you leave.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take the thing home, sand it, get it cleaned up, make a piece of metal for it, and I'll bring it back, and y'all do what you do.
Yes, sir.
Well, see, we can get the wording. We can get the wording right now, though. I mean, I think because we know. So if you don't mind, if you're going to do that, if you could drop it off at the engraver.
I'll see Wayne, long before I see anybody else around me. I can drop it off the engraver.
See, the reason I'm saying is we ought to do something is because they're going to be back, I think, next month. And it'd be real nice, you know, if we had something done.
Yeah.
For them. You know they're going to donate a whole bunch of airplanes, RC airplanes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're
not just airplanes, but parts and
RC
pieces. Stuff for just, not for selling, really, but for showing that we could hang from the ceilings and, you know, do things. The Rudicks, or not Rudicks, the, what's their last name?
Austin and Miami.
Yeah, but what's their last
name? Underbach.
Yeah. I have a great difficulty with that last name.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Are they
going to
be coming back?
Yes.
Yeah, they come down in the wintertime.
Where do they stay? Where do they go?
Florida.
They got a big trailer down there.
Oh,
they're bringing it. I don't know if they got it down there yet or not. They're selling their motorhome there. Yeah. What would that take called?
Yeah.
One of them aluminum motorhome.
Airstream.
Yeah.
Well, we got that, and so we'll get the wording down as welcome to the Don Ruddick
building.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
We could if we wanted to put on the blade EAA like 67.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That'll work too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
I wouldn't know if they can do that decal or pressure sensitive or whatever you want it to do. It makes some neat stuff.
Right down the long ways.
Well, you know, if you're going to hang it on that wall, you can do it horizontal.
I think you should go horizontal.
Proper is nice for horizontal.
Put it right down the rock.
Yeah.
Still about eye level.
Right,
sounds good to me.
And you know, that's another thing I've been looking at. Our kitchen is starting to look really bad.
As far as?
Oh, it just needs cleaned up.
Oh, it's dirty?
I mean, it's already, you know, between the spider webs and everything else. And it just needs to be freshened up. We want women to come with us and everything, and then and the toilet and the women's room is horrendous. I think we need to. That was mentioned by my wife, so
yeah.
I'd like to keep her.
The last time that
was the fly, and if we're going to do that, I think we need to. Not that I want to domesticate the place any, but just show a little bit of. My wife
likes
to fly.
Well, speaking of fly-ins, I did apply for the insurance. And Dwayne had brought up, and somebody else, I believe you, Gary, had brought up, that there's some doubt about the liability insurance, possibly, for the EAA offers, or is going to continue to offer. There's nothing on their website. I searched and searched and searched. I cannot find anything. And this is where you apply for it, and it's still there, and you still apply for it like always. And I'm not saying they're not going to make a change or something, but as of this time, there is no change that I can tell.
Well, I found out something on it.
Okay.
I think it had to do with the Hondo EAA regional fly-in in Texas.
That's right.
It always was called an EAA regional fly-in. And EAA said they would no longer provide them insurance unless they changed the name. It had to be a chapter function. It could no longer be having EAA in the name of the fly-in.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's where all the rumors started, because all the rumors refer back to that letter that was sent from EAA to the Hondo group. And that was the end of it.
Okay,
that's just about like Lumberton doing the same thing. That had nothing to do with the EAA chapter. They're just out there making money off the side.
Right. And that's a shame that we can't put EAA into our...
Well, we can.
Yeah,
we can.
Our chapter.
Yeah, it says EAA chapter 1167. That's legal.
You can do that because this is
that's
officially. Those two weren't officially.
That's right. They weren't
officially. Lumberton's not affiliated with no chapter.
Right, and right. If they just said EAA and not EAA chapter so-and-so.
Yeah, so they're falsifying some.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's good because if it had been true, okay, if it had been, we pretty much would have to close up shop. Okay, because if they stop providing insurance, I don't think we can exist.
Well, do they write a policy, or do they give a certified letter?
They give us an actual policy. They'll send us a writer and everything.
Okay.
Man, so
well,
you get an insurance policy. I mean, you know, it's
yeah, up
and
up.
Yeah. Some other stuff that I have. You guys know about Oshkosh365.org? Everybody the jack. You miss out. You ought to see that site. It's a website. You go to it with your computer. It's unbelievable. Okay. If you guys haven't been to it, you need to go.
Back tomorrow.
Well, they it was a test site for a long while. Well, it's out of test now. Now they have most of the features are now active.
Okay? What is that?
Tomorrow it's Oshkosh365.org. It's an EAA site. It's another URL.
And you got to be a member.
You have to sign up. But hey, that's no problem. I mean, you guys are members. Huh?
It doesn't cost anything.
No, it's free. It's free. Yeah. Don't cost a thing.
Yeah, tomorrow they're going to have the air races on there.
That's right. Tomorrow.
Free.
It's supposed to cost $25, and tomorrow they're going to put the air races on there live. Okay? So you can go up there and stream it right onto your computer. All right? So that's pretty cool. That's the damn Nationals. Okay?
I don't have a computer.
Yeah, I'll be driving to New Jersey tomorrow. I know that.
Can't watch it. Anyhow, I wanted to let you know about that, and let's see what else. Oh, the website domain is due again. It's due every year, so I'm gonna take care of that as a donation to the chapter. It's about $10 or $12, so I'm gonna do that. I've done the flying insurance. I sent out the announcements. Bud and Shirley's messages bounce again. I don't know about them sometimes. Okay. I've updated the fly-in section on the website. It's accurate now. Okay.
What date is it?
It's the 7th of November. It's the first Saturday. It's always the first Saturday of November. So it has nothing to do with our meeting. And that's why I was confused why we changed the meeting times and dates. It's because November has, the fly-in has nothing to do with the November meeting.
Right.
We still have the November meeting like we always do. Okay.
That's the 7th of November. Is yes. When we have fly-in.
Yes, and I've already announced it to all the places I know. If you guys know of any additional websites or anything, you know, that's cool. Go ahead and do it if you want to. Between now and the next meeting, we got some fly-ins coming up. I thought I'd let y'all know about it. Bergall is having theirs on October the 10th.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Boy, that's a good one, too.
Okay. October 31st is a brand new EAA chapter that just formed up. And in Lumberton, and might be worth going up there to check out. That's October 31st, and that's right on the Lumberton Airport. What else? And then the last thing I got is I need to know whether we're going to send out the postcards again this year, like we did last year for our fly-in. It's expensive to do this. So I want to ask the question. Okay, it was $100 and something postage to send these out last year. But we got a lot of people. I mean, almost everybody came because of these cards. Okay, I apologize, Jack. I do use the U.S. Mail.
Let me ask the question though: is the return worth it?
Let me tell you, last year we had about 30 airplanes, if I'm not mistaken. And I would say an estimate would be 20 plus of those airplanes was because of these cards. Because I asked everybody that I talked to, said they got the notice by the card. So our fly-in would have had probably 8 or 10, if that, airplanes last year. In answer to the question, we didn't make no money last year, but how much would we have lost if we didn't send them out?
Well, the other thing is the exposure is going to be what keeps this thing alive.
Yep.
If we're going to continue this way, we've got to be out there.
Yep.
What's this field number? F-4 sending out?
This year?
F-79.
Okay. Right. Last year, the postage cost us $100.07, and the postage was $15.18.
Yeah.
But like you say, I think a lot of people came from that notification. They might not have seen any other way.
Well, see, them postcards, that $15 was for mailing the tri-folders. Brochures, okay. That was for mailing to the EAA presidents and vice presidents, okay. Because that's all the EAA will give us. All right. The $100 and some is for mailing the postcards, because I mailed out 300 and some postcards at 40, whatever it is cents, whatever it was last year. That's a lot of money, okay. That comes to a lot of money.
Okay, everybody's going to have to be willing to. Donate $20 on that.
Something. I mean, we.
I mean, if you go.
I don't think it's a matter to. Yeah, I mean, it's not really. I don't think we should be concentrating on the money too much because most of the people here will kick in a little bit. I don't think it's going to be about the money. But then again, maybe it is. So.
Well, we've got a lot of costs for the Boston bus that is now being taken care of by a new member. So we should be able to afford to swing that.
What? Explain that. Who's taking care of the Boston bus?
Gene Baker. Gene Baker supplying the hog and cooking it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was another thing I was going to bring up. So he offered to do that. I didn't know if...
That's what he told me last meeting.
Yeah.
We might... I don't know if he's... Is he going to be responsible for the hog, too? I mean, he said we need to get up with him and see if he was able to find one.
Oh, he did right there to meet Lockhart, Georgia.
He said he had somebody... Well, yeah, he did say he had to do that, I guess. But anyway.
Well, I will tell you, we'll have a lot better barbecue if they'll do it.
Well, ain't no have somebody follow up on that and make sure. We'll do it that way.
I know who does that.
Oh, yeah. I got to, I mean, if we're going to make it, I can do the sauce. I got the recipe down pat. But it's Gene's sauce.
Yeah, ask Gene and John, or they'll crucify you, but if it ain't right.
Hey, but last year they didn't give me too hard a time.
They were good to us last year.
Yeah, I mean, they had some
they
criticism. They had some criticism about the barbecue, but...
Well, that guy's a professional guy at barbecue, and you might have his own sauce.
Gene, they ain't nobody better on the planet, as far as I'm concerned.
Barbecue forever.
No, but see, I got his recipe.
Uh-oh.
That's the one I used last year.
Oh, okay.
But then he griped about the way we cooked the meat, and we put too much fat in it.
It wasn't pulled when it was warm.
And when some of it was pulled, it was, some of it was pulled with the fat on it. And he is picky.
When it's warm, it's easier to pull fat off.
Yeah.
And they pull it when it's cold.
Yeah.
Is that why he's on the tip cooking? Well, I cook. Well, no. He actually paid us good compliments last year. He liked the flavor.
Yes, absolutely.
He liked the flavor and the way it was cooked. We did good.
Yep.
We didn't have to use...
Yeah, the year before, he really had words for it that I couldn't repeat in public.
No. It was bad.
It was bad.
It
was like bad.
It was like bad.
Yeah.
You better take
his opinion.
I never.
I don't care what anybody.
I know. Anybody that's complaining needs to go to Bladenboro Fly-In, and you won't complain about nobody.
Yeah,
about it's
the same week as this one, wasn't it?
You mean it's that bad?
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, thanks.
I ate it, but. It's because I paid the money and I was going to eat it. But I felt like I might be risking my health, you know.
Maybe they're trying to maintain their honor of having the worst.
But now, I'll tell you, they rank right down there.
Or the barbecue in the South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill was there that day. He can tell you.
Well, I was there last year, or the year before last, I thought.
I haven't been here in years.
They actually have a great fly-in, though. When they have their fly-in, you really don't want to miss it.
It's sort of an airport to land and take off.
It's a cool place.
Yeah,
the runway's like this, but there's a house right at the end, and it's a bunch of trees. So they come in side, the runway's like this, so they come in like this, and they're crabbing and slipping and all kinds of crap until they get cockeyed like a dog leg, and it makes for some interesting flying, because you don't know exactly what they're going to do, do you?
It was pretty hot, too.
I think I went in there with a 172.
It's not, I mean, I think it says it's like 3,000 foot, but it don't. The bottom, the back end of it, it's got a knoll down, and it's not that far until you get to the knoll, and then the airplane will go down, and you don't see it no more. You know, and you go,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, last year landed from the other end. She didn't want to change those trees.
Yeah. It's a good fly-in though, because the food wasn't no good, but they fly almost constantly. Flying. Huh?
What weekend is that?
I really don't know.
That's Bladenboro.
It's a good one to go to, and it's just right up the road. It's only,
that's on 74.
What, 15, 20 miles from here?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, I'm just
out of Wakefield.
211.
Yeah, it's right on the other side of Wakefield.
211. You wouldn't have access to a big, LP gas tank. One of the cigars, one of the long ones.
Gene might.
because they sell them for scrap price, because they get scrap out of them or whatever. So if you know anybody in the LP business, we want to take a roller, and we can roll this airport. With this airport, we'll get real sweet if we roll it. It'll turn into almost like pavement out there, be so smooth, if we can start rolling it. And if we can get the rounded end tank, then when you turn it, it won't roll up any turf because it's rounded end. So we're kind of looking for one, you know, that's maybe 8 feet wide or whatever.
Keep my eye out.
Keep your eye open, and we'll get a trailer.
What size? Well, how many gallons is that or whatever?
Probably at least 500 gallons. Well, it won't be any problem to put axles on each end of it and a tongue up there for the tractor to pull it. And, you know, cut everything off that sticks up.
Be careful welding it.
Fill it full of water, then weld it.
Fill it full of gas first, don't you?
Yeah.
Make sure the pump full.
No, it's
just cork, though.
Fill it full of carbon monoxide. Water don't have fumes. Whatever. Take the exhaust pipe off the car, stick it over in. When it gets hot on top, you weld it.
That's just another thought. That makes it look really, really sweet. Because I do know from other people that I fly with, what's the condition up there? You know, I can get into a salt field, but can I get out? So if we can start rolling it, even if it rains, it will remain firm. You won't have the salt spots in it like you do.
See, I was under the impression it was clay.
Well, it still needs to be rolled. Especially salt spots.
Between here and the runway, it gets some real salt spots.
Yeah.
I sunk like Europe out there one day.
Yes.
We need to go over to Europe.
We got to pull it out backwards.
Oh, the one you told me about with
the. When you're ready.
All right.
Hang out there a lot.
I'm going to give you your treasurer's report. It's looking a lot better. I'm going to have you camp for this month. Be no complaining on my part. Checking account, August 15th. We start with $201.06. 28th of August, I deposited $185. And on the 11th of September, made another deposit of $25. 11th of September, paid Ori Electric bill, $41.11. And the 19th of September, that leaves our balance in the account at $369.95, which is good, set and pretty for this time of year. Petty cash, we start out on the 15th of August, cash on hand, $4.74. 15th of August, the kitty at Georgetown Meeting gave $70. Returned here on 15th of August, collected a kitty here at Green Sea Airport, another $40. 28th of August, we received a donation from Will Double of $75. With a pledge to make it an even 100 in a week. So on the 28th of August, I transferred to check-in. Monies collected was $185. And on the 11th of September, I transferred to check-in the $25 received from Willis Double in the mail. That brings our 19th of September cash on hand back to $4.74. I'd like to especially thank all the members for their generous donations, especially Willis Double for helping us out in time of need. Thank you.
Did I say that slow enough for you?
No.
Okay.
Accept your treasurer's report.
I make a motion to accept.
I second.
as far as any items that the floor is open for any other items besides what we've already covered, we've kind of already come to a conclusion of how we're going to do the cellar, which Bill is going to take on and dress up a little bit. Dave's going to transfer that over to Dwayne. You're going to drop it off and get the description done, right?
You tell me where you get that done.
It's in Conway, and I'll cover with you where exactly where the place is at afterwards, because you're going to get the polished aluminum?
I have the aluminum, and that'll take care of it all.
Okay, got it.
All right.
So is there anything else?
Drill the holes and get the bolts and everything in it.
By the way, on that, come on down to the house.
I brought that guy away.
Aircraft crew, that's got the news magazines.
I'm never going to let anybody bring you.
Okay.
I'm not going to be my side of the gaffer. That's what I thought.
And
then I bothered you later.
And what's he got then? And there's a, if anybody's interested in buying a truck around the Luxembourg,
come to those meetings directly.
I bought three cars for $100.
Do I need to come back?
That's a hell of an airbag. I've never seen it. Jack, have you ever seen a tandem seated Lusco?
I don't have it.
The only one else. Okay, let me.
We still wouldn't hand it to you, Dan.
No, I can't see it.
No, you can have it. No, you
didn't. Bill. The only other thing I want to cover before we turn it off to the floor, and we'll go ahead and close the meeting since there's only a few there. November the 7th, they had a fly-in, so that's only, what, basically about a month and a half away. So we're going to need to make a consortium effort to make sure we get over here and kind of clean up the area. Those guys there have done a heck of a job as far as keeping the area moved. I know I only came over a couple of times this season. But as far as what you consider as far as dressing the building up, maybe sometime next month we can all get together before the November 7th.
You have some spare time when you're handy, you just slip in here.
And, you know. Well, it helps out if there's three or four of us here as far as the stuff. Kind of get it dressed up before November 7th.
Yeah, they're just little things. What is it, one more meeting before then? We need to make a work day somewhere.
Yeah.
And try to get here.
That's exactly what I was trying to say, George. I appreciate that. A work day.
A work day.
Usually the weekend before the fly-in. It's best to do it.
Right there.
Sure, yeah.
I'll be here. As far as I know, I don't know anybody passing out or nothing.
And we can have a nice cookout that day over here, whoever comes.
Right. Bring us some food and cookout.
Yeah, have a nice cookout. Get some belly dancers. Strike that.
I can't find the pulse button here, dude.
But that's all I have on the thing. I seem to be like we got most of the stuff kind of covered. So it's.
Well, you plan on work day next meeting?
And that's chapter oriented. I'm done. And
you working now?
We can just open the floor just for general talk. We can just close the meeting.
There's no job out there for my occupation.
Close the meeting. Meeting closed.